This week, the Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe is wrapping up a science camp for its middle schoolers. Kids have been diving into subjects like water quality, climate change, and sea turtle biology. WBUR's Carrie Young got to sit in on one of the camp excursions, which was infused with tribal history. She has this report.
Chucky Green says the idea for this science camp was born 6 years ago with a few old friends and a conversation that started with kids these days.
How, as kids, we learned about our environment and about our traditions from our elders.
Green, who is now the Mashpee Wampanoag Natural Resources Director, admits when he was a kid,
that was what we had to do. It was like maybe one or two TVs in town.
But in today's smartphone and social media saturated world, Green argues that's not happening as much. And he feared the tribe's traditional knowledge of the land and local environment was starting to fade away, something officials hope to prevent with the Preserving Our Homelands Day Camp.
So those are called water scorpions. And so there's two kinds. There's one that looks
Today's lesson is all about insects. After getting a primer on water scorpion subspecies and swimming beetles,
let's get some bugs.
The 12 students in class head out on a bug hunt to a local swamp. There, group leaders from the tribe don't miss a beat, pointing out how the cedar trees dotting the landscape in the soggy ground also have an important use in the community.
This is the inner bark, and we use it for lashing together the frame for the house, making baskets, clothing.
This is the camp's education coordinator.
Natesawis Nanawita Ka Kitty Hendricks, New Tomas, Mississippi.
Kitty Hendricks wants to make sure that the Wampanoag language and context is infused throughout the program. Take those swamp cedars she was talking about. Hendricks explains they're resistant to rot and bug infestations, which is why they're used to construct the tribe's traditional homes. 13-year-old Angel Peters takes a second to listen, but then refocuses on his catch.
We have a beetle and a slug, I think.
This is Peters' third year at science camp.
I learned about, like, sage wasn't grown here and how we made glue and all that with the maple, I think it's called.
He says he keeps coming back because he loves it.
It's just like having fun with your culture and doing science at the same time.
Which is music to Hendrick's ears.
I'd love to see the kids know that if you go into the environmental sciences and marine biology, that you're going to just be doing what is our job as stewards of this earth.
A tradition, she says, that's deeply rooted in the tribe's heritage. Natural Resources Director Chucky Green adds rigorous academic science and the tribe's traditional knowledge go hand in hand.
Native people, they had to be scientists in order to survive. So they had to understand the natural world and what was going on and how to deal with it.
Both Green and Hendricks say ultimately they hope kids from the tribe will get degrees in science and then come back home to lead research on things like climate change and resource preservation.
What I'd love to see them do is, like, be scientists down in the mecca of science in Woods Hole.
Because they say as the world and the climate continue to change, it's important that people who have a historic and cultural tie to the land are the ones helping the broader community adapt. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.